You're listening to the Food Files podcast, the latest from the Oklahoma State University Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. Here's your host, Darren Scott.
Welcome to the Food Files. I'm Darren Scott, your host, FAPC food scientist, and today's topic is holiday marketing. Joining me today is Ms. Andrea Graves, FAPC Business Planning and Marketing Associate. Good morning, Andrea.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. So we're talking about foods, holiday foods and packaging and just what goes on with the holidays.
Yeah, I thought what we would do is maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what is holiday marketing, why it's important, maybe touch on, you know, whether or not it's effective, and then the fun part, talk about some specific examples and whether or not you like those specific examples.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, everybody goes out shopping and things and, you know, does their holiday shopping. There's what it is, it can be, you know, things like packaging can change. Uh-huh. It can be, you know, we find all kinds of different flavors out there that we don't see during the year. And
right.
And not just Christmas, but, you know, the Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or whatever
sure.
it can be. Sometimes we see different advertising of different foods that come out each year. We know what time of year it is when we see that Bell's, one, it drives me crazy. They play it too much, but, you know, the Hershey's Kisses with the little bells, ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that plays constantly. It can be, you know, different holiday shapes, you know, could be different themes like fall, summer. It doesn't actually have to be a holiday, but just about anything you can think of that they just try to change up.
All right. Well, you know, why is it important then? You know, what is the driving force behind it?
Well, I think, honestly, it's money. These
isn't it always?
It was always. No, they want to keep their, you know, products fresh and new. You know, you go down the cookie aisle or whatnot, and if you're like me, you know, you buy the same things every month or whatnot, and the things look the same on the shelves. But then you see some different packaging. And then again, I'm a packaging nut. I just love packaging, but.
Sure.
You know, it kind of keeps things looking a little fresh and new or, you know, again, when you do those new flavors, you know, hey, that looks kind of interesting. Maybe I'll try it. I don't normally buy candy canes or I don't normally buy Oreos on a regular basis, but you're going to get me to do it if you put something a little different in there, I think, sometimes. But then, I don't know, are you adventurous? You kind of are. You and
you
I
know,
do.
Again,
we look
yes.
at new things
yes,
all the time.
That's the thing kind of across the office is when something new shows up, the email goes around letting everybody know, hey, have you seen this new weird food?
Yeah.
And how quickly will we get a chance to try it?
I know.
And will it come to Stillwater?
I know. So with that, it also makes people buy more. Again,
I think,
you know, you try it. It also can get your attention on social media. I mean, haven't you seen? I think you sent me the latest pumpkin flavor spam pumpkin or something.
Sure.
It's like,
don't
that's
get
gross.
Ahead of yourself. You don't want to steal the thunder of the later part of the program.
Okay. But you know what? Great advertising is that if you get something kind of odd, whether it'll sell or not, that people talk about. I mean, who talks about spam?
Right.
I know I'm ahead of myself, but on a Tuesday in July or something when they've announced that they're doing that. That's such great, you know.
Tool. Well, so. You know, I'm kind of sort of like you. You know, I find it kind of interesting. But my concern is sometimes it seems like it starts a little bit earlier and a little bit earlier, depending upon the holiday that you're talking about. Specifically, you know, Christmas is one of those things where it seems like some of the marketing kind of rolls out, you know, right around Halloween. And so I'm not finished eating my candy yet. And now we're talking about, you know, Santa.
Well, actually, it's earlier than that. It could be quite early. No, you're absolutely right. That is one. But, you know, they're fighting for those consumer dollars. And
okay, that makes sense.
I think, anyway.
That makes sense. All right. Well, you want to touch on some different examples and let me know whether or not you like them?
Oh, okay. Why not?
All
that
right.
Sounds good.
All right. So, you know, one of the longest running ones that I can think of, probably one of the most popular ones, is Coca-Cola. You know, you have the Santa, obviously, but you also have the polar bears. And I think this year they're actually going to introduce two new holiday flavors.
I didn't see that.
Yep. I think Cinnamon Coke and Winter Spiced Cranberry are the two new flavors that are coming out for limited time only.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that?
I would try it. I'll look for that.
You know, it's been some years back, but I think even Pepsi had like a holiday flavored soda.
I don't know.
It didn't sell all that well. I actually liked it, but it's one of those things that kind of, you know, comes and goes. They kind of gauge how much people like it or not. But
I wonder if they do that on purpose almost. You know, they just want to get talked about. They understand maybe it's not the greatest flavor in the world, but here you are. You know, you just mentioned it yourself. Right. You remembered it, and that's what they want. Mm, don't you think?
People can live with it for at least 2 months, and then it'll go away and never come back again. all right. How about some of the more adult beverages, alcoholic beverages, Absolut Vodka?
I mean, you know, the alcohol companies, they have so much room and creativity that they come out with different holidays because their markup is so high. They can afford to have these custom bottles and do something. And then, of course, if we're again talking about, you know, the Christmas or, you know, New Year's, I mean, a lot of people have parties. And
right.
so,
right.
you know, most people or a lot of people do drink alcohol. So why not make it pretty, I guess, huh?
I understand.
Yeah. See, some of us, I don't know if it's just me, but I will keep the bottle if it's that pretty and say, look, you know, look how neat, look what they did to that.
Sure.
It's a conversation piece, too.
Let's see. Halo Top ice cream. I think that they have some holiday flavors. You ever had any of those?
Yes, but I'm not a huge, you know, gingerbread or, you know, again, I'm not the pumpkin spice. But, you know, how many people, I think it's brilliant, especially for the winter months. Because, I mean, do you buy ice cream in the wintertime? You don't think about it,
well,
do you?
That's
you're
right.
Like,
you know, that's
cold,
right. That's exactly right. You know, why would I want to have ice cream?
So that's I think it's brilliant. Why not? Keep your brand in front of people in your off season. You got to think of ways to do it. And why not holidays?
Let's see. How about Oreo-flavored candy canes?
Oh, gosh. Oreo. Boy, they get creative, don't they? They're always doing something.
Lots of different flavors.
So, yeah, that you see a lot, again, even Halloween, cross-branding, you know, Oreo. They're a great. You can throw Oreos in about just about anything and make it pretty good, or at least to do it.
Well, I have to admit, I prefer, like, the cookie, not so much the creamy filling. So as a kid, I used to scrape that part out and just eat the cookie.
I know. To me, that's strange. I mean, I like the double stuff.
How dare you?
We need to have a little survey to see. You know, I'm curious as to what Oreo, how many people really prefer the cookie over the filling? You and I have had this conversation.
Right.
That's sad, isn't it?
Oh, well,
we
know.
Are foodies. Aren't we?
I was going to say, office talk. Well, okay, how about Cheetos? I think they have some snowflake-shaped Cheetos.
Yeah, that's a great example of something different. You know, they're changing.
I haven't seen those before.
I have. They're about the size, I want to say, of a quarter, roughly. But, you know, Cheetos sells really well, and why not try to do something different, not just packaging, but a shape? You know, kids like that. Kids, I think, you know, they're always looking at shapes, and why not? So that's another way of doing it.
You know, Pillsbury has their refrigerated dough. You know, for Halloween, Christmas. I don't know if you've had a chance to try any of those.
I don't buy those, but I see them around. You know, again, people are also looking for easy. You know, again, cookies and things. You've got holiday parties if you're looking to bake some cookies for somebody for their birthday or for, Valentine's Day.
So you're not going to take the time and do it from scratch.
Well, we're doing it for you. You know, it's easy. It's consistent. We're paying for that value.
Andrea's Secrets Revealed. Somebody here on the podcast.
No, I don't. I do not do cookie dough.
I will say.
Anyway.
Okay. Pet treats. You know,
oh, yes.
Don't have a pet, but I think you do.
I have a few, and I'm definitely one of those consumers that likes PetSmart and spends money there. So
see, that really surprises me. I mean, I guess I've seen some of like the holiday little outfits for dogs and cats and things like that, but I just never really thought about it. But I guess, as you just said yourself, there's a market for that.
There is. In fact, I'm guilty of buying a biscuit treat mix Christmas edition last year. Actually, I got it on clearance, but you know, your dogs, that one they don't know. But when you're a pet parent, I think, you know, you spoil them, or it makes a lot of people do, and they don't want them left out. And why not give them something nice and
I don't
and
judge.
Cute? I know. They suckered me into that. What am I going to do?
Well, you know, how about, you know, one of the sort of, again, sort of like Coca-Cola, one of the long running ones is, you know, you have Hershey's and they have different holiday themed either candy bars or the packaging changes for mm-hmm. the holidays. So what do you think about that?
They do. But like I said, it annoys me when they play the commercial over and over. But again, I think they're successful because they, again, that commercial, I think, has been on for, gosh, 5-10 years now. And mm-hmm. every year I know when it comes around, it's there. And there's the little theme song. I don't know. It's a famous Christmas song that it's ringing. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's, you know, it's time to buy some red. And my mom actually gets us those every year. She puts them in our stocking.
Okay.
Even as adults.
No. Well, I know this one is really near and dear to your heart, Andrea. And those are the pumpkin spiced products.
You know, isn't it funny how you're either on the boat, you love pumpkin spice, or you absolutely cannot stand it. I think that controversy has also helped fuels this whole...
Right. People are talking about it.
Yes. So are you a pumpkin spice eater? You know, or do you buy that stuff or no?
You know, I enjoy...
And why, if you
there's
do.
A... ooh, nice turnaround there. I enjoy the pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Really? I've not tried that.
They're around sort of like a lot of the holiday products. They show up right around this time of year, and then they probably leave a little bit after Christmas, right around New Year, sometime in there. And so they don't outstay their welcome. The flavor is, it's okay. I enjoy it. It's a little bit different than just the plain old Cheerios.
Yeah.
But yeah, I admit that I enjoy that particular product.
All right. All right.
Let's see. How about... the pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks.
See, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I'll pass on that regardless if it's. But that has gotten quite a following. People, mm-hmm. they cannot wait for that to come out every year, and you know, or look at even before Starbucks. You grew up in McDonald's, didn't you?
Yep.
On McDonald's, remember
yep.
Shamrock Shake?
Yes.
The green
yep.
shake.
Yep.
It would come out every single. St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
and you knew, and it was just one of those weird things, whether you liked it or not,
right.
it just, again, it got your attention, or it did me.
Sure. How about this one? This one is really new, just this year, pumpkin spice Spam.
No, I'll pass on that. I think you tried to find some, didn't you?
That's the weird thing. It actually sold out within 7 hours on the website.
On their website? Or
yes,
did you
on the Spam
eBay?
Website. Well, I'm not going to eBay for Spam.
You know, yeah. Pay $100 for some Spam?
I might go there for comic books, but I'm not going there for Spam.
I'll admit I haven't either. That's interesting. I wonder, again, what they were thinking when they did that. Like, hey, let's try that, or hey, this came out pretty good.
Right. Well,
you know,
that's
what
I'm really kind of curious as to whether or not that they expected it to sell as well as it did. I mean, to sell out entirely within 7 hours is kind of a big deal.
Or was it a media thing like, hey, you know, Spam's
right.
kind of staying down low on the,
right.
on the, you know, we don't think about it. But interesting. No, I think that was brilliant of them as well. So,
let's see.
But I'll pass. I'm sad it got sold out. But I would have tasted it.
One of my favorites, General Mills, they always bring back Frankenberry, Booberry, Count Chocula.
I did buy one of those a couple weeks ago, about a Count Chocula.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are both similar ages. And back when we were growing up, you ate cereal for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And
especially on Saturday morning.
This is something we haven't talked about. It to me, when I buy this kind of cereal, which I don't buy very often, mm-hmm. it's kind of a nostalgia. It makes you think of back when you were a kid, because this was out when you and I were kids.
Right.
I remember Boo Berry and all of that, but it's also, you know, holidays. So,
right.
So I thought, you know, hey, let's try it again. Yes, it was just like I remembered.
Yes, but did you try it on Saturday morning on the couch?
No, I did not. I should have. Just not the same, is it?
It helps. It helps. Well, this is a new one. Zombie Skittles. We had some of those
yes.
floating around the office. I'll let you describe what the product is.
Well, Skittles, most Americans have had Skittles. You know, it's kind of that sour candy.
Mm-hmm.
They have come up with this year different flavors. They're kind of an expansion of their usual lemon, their mm-hmm. traditional flavors. But I want to say, wouldn't you say they're fall flavors? More berry and
I think that's right. I think that's right. I don't know whether or not I would say that they're specifically, you know, tied to this part of the year or time of the year. But I think they're certainly different than the typical Skittle flavor.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about these, and actually I gave one of my friend's daughters one the other day, a little package. I didn't tell you that. but you don't know, there might be a horrible tasting Skittle in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it tastes like. I haven't tried it because I didn't get one, but it's kind of a mystery flavor, but you don't know which one is going to be the bad one. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of I think they were doing that towards the kids more.
Sure,
they
like a little game.
Like a game, like, hey, I wonder if you're going to get the bad Skittle. So, again, I liked it. I liked it. But kids are kind of going, ew.
Oh, yes, yes.
But
very interesting.
Ew is good,
yes.
I think, for Halloween.
Sure. I think Burger King for the past couple of years has had a couple of holiday-themed burgers. I think one was the Nightmare King burger, which was supposed to induce nightmares, which
really
doesn't really seem to be the kind of thing that you would want to sell, but that was how it was marketed.
Yes,
that's how it was marketed. And I think they also had just a Halloween Whopper, I think was the year before.
Did it have a bun that was more like a kind of gray-looking?
Yeah, I think there were like some very Halloween type colors or scary quote unquote colors for the Halloween King Whopper. So what do you think of those? Would you try those?
Again, there's so much, you know, we've seen so much more more holiday packaging. You can't try it all.
Mm-hmm.
That one I never tried, and I would do it, mm-hmm. but again, I don't think of going to Burger King that often. So it's just in the grocery store. Well, no, you don't buy stuff at the grocery store, your Whopper. But
I know
but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Just not. But.
Okay, final one, sort of the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Yes, this one, people, again, I don't really think about it, but this is an example of how a new product, I think I remember getting it in my Easter basket back in the early 80s, late 70s when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brand new, something different, and they came out with this brilliant commercial. Again, a lot of people know with the rabbit going, buck, 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 buck.
Yes,
remember that?
Yes, yes, I do remember that.
And they've been
that.
Showing that same one every year. But that has become a tradition in my family that mm-hmm. every Easter you have to have those darn peanut butter eggs because they're the best.
Okay.
At least that's what good old Reese's has instilled in our house. So. Okay. And I think that can be in other places too. And then you can argue also the – have you had the peanut butter to chocolate ratio debate on Reese's? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that.
Yeah, they say, you know, I'm on the side of Reese's peanut butter eggs on this one, that it does have the best.
Also has the ideal ratio.
Ideal ratio. Not that I'll turn down a regular one. Or even, you know, they've come out with peanut butter trees. They've mm-hmm. got peanut butter, oh gosh, what else? Pumpkins and so forth. Mm-hmm. But eggs, they've got it. They've got it.
All right. So. Well, hey, on that note, I guess we'll wrap it up. Thanks for visiting, Andrea. Also would like to thank AgCom for helping produce this episode of The Food File. Please make sure to check out our website at www.fapc.biz. Until next time.